Well, the Singapore government says that investigations are continuing and that there is no cause for panic. But the arrests do underline the fact that US businesses are increasingly being drawn into the fight against terror. To gauge reaction now from the US business community in Singapore is Nicholas de Borsak. He's the managing director of the American Chamber of Commerce in Singapore. What is the feeling in the business community as far as investing in these parts of Asia now, given that there is such a growing risk?
Well, I think today's news, actually, or this weekend's news of the arrest of these supposed terrorists, is actually considered by the Singapore business community as actually quite good news. It's a sign that the intelligence system works, that the Singapore government and the Malaysian government are taking these issues very seriously and are being very effective.
So, but is it stifling investment?
I don't think so. I think longer term, actually, this is quite positive, because I think the biggest problem is actually dealing with in countries where the governments are not taking these issues seriously.
Okay, Nicholas de Borsak, thanks very much for that.